Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing, at one time you were darkness. Now, no way. You are light in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. It will go dark for a while, said my eye surgeon. He was explaining to me the laser eye surgery I would soon be having to correct a problem, most likely from birth, with the side benefit of major vision correction. It will go dark for a while, said the surgeon, but don't worry. He explained the mechanics of the surgery, the whys, the whens, the wherefores of things going dark for a while. And he did most of that explaining in the midst of handing me consent forms for my signature. It seemed like about a half a ream of paper. I signed away as he acknowledged the safety of the procedure while indicating in no uncertain terms the very real possibility that things could go wrong. It will go dark for a while. He said those words to me again as I lay on the table in the midst of the surgery, a little groggy. But nonetheless, those words brought me to a heightened sense of awareness. It will go dark for a while, and then it did. I'm going to tell you, I had no idea how dark this darkness would be. There was no light. There was no reflection. There was nothing. Now, I have been in the darkness of night in Montana and upstate Maine, deep in the woods, darkness that is deep, but there is always some slight image that can be made out from some reflected light. At least there is a star or two in the sky, but the darkness in my surgery was total. Once you were darkness, pens Paul, to believers living in Ephesus. You can't help but notice what he does not say. He does not say you were like darkness or even in darkness. Rather, there was a time when you and I were the very thing itself. Once we were darkness. When he wrote these words, the apostle was right in the middle of encouraging the people of God to steer clear. To steer clear of the filth of mind and body and mouth. He had just used terms like fornication, covetousness, vulgarity, sexual immorality. These terms paint the picture of darkness. They identify what darkness looks like. They tell the story, don't they, of what darkness does. Once you were darkness. This is what Jesus was getting at as well. When about us, he said in Matthew 15, out of the heart of all places, out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, sexual sins, stealing, lies, slander. Once, this was us. Once we were darkness. The darkness I experienced for several minutes seemed like an eternity. I recall I recall trying not to notice it, trying not to think about it, but I couldn't. The darkness was there, so total. No images or rays of light. And I began to remember the consent forms that I had signed, the warnings and the words I kind of let slide on by without a second thought. But what if? What if the darkness stayed? What if I had to live the rest of my life in this total darkness? Now then, I heard the surgeon say, turning his words to me rather than to the assistants at his side. Now then, he said, you should begin to make out a light. It will be red. Tell me when you begin to see it. Well, I waited. I searched. I prayed. And finally, in a fuzzy, watery sort of way, it emerged, ever so faintly. But it was there. I saw the light, and oh, what a relief, what a sight it was. Brothers and sisters, until we have seen the light, we have no clear, real understanding of just how deathly deep and total and futile our being darkness is. That guy born blind in the gospel that John writes, that guy, remember him, he had no point of reference about light and all the things that light reveals. You could explain, you could describe the colored patterns of a monarch butterfly's wings to him, but oh, before Jesus, this guy couldn't even really think in terms of light and darkness, of seeing, not seeing, of what yellow was and blue, and all he knew was total darkness until he saw the face of Jesus. In Jesus, he saw the light. And so have we. Once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. In the Lord, in Kurio. Blessed prepositional phrase, in Kurio. There is the gospel. In those few words, the power of God unto salvation, the rescue from what we were, darkness, to what we are, light. From never seeing and living within the darkness that we were, total ignorance with a, well, that's the way it is, perspective, until in Kurio. When the Lord comes to us, the darkness we were gives way to the light he is. The light shines in the darkness. That is light's nature. It's what it does. In Kurio, in him who is the light of the world, the light that enters our darkness and scatters it by cross and tomb and sunrise resurrection, in Kurio, where the Lord is, the light shines and the darkness becomes past tense. But get this. Christ not only brings us out of the darkness, he brings the darkness out of us. In your holy baptism, the light shined. It made the darkness a thing of the past. When you run back again and again to your baptism in repentance, in the confession of sins, the darkness still hanging around is again exposed and shattered and scattered by the light of Christ's blood-bought forgiveness. His word to you, I forgive you, I love you. We'll never let darkness settle in around and within you. And Jesus knows the depths of that darkness. He went into it for you. He became your darkness unto death and hell. And the laser light of his resurrection pierces and scatters your darkness. Once you were darkness, but not anymore. In the Lord, you are light. So, the catechetical question, what does this mean? The words which St. Paul writes here in Ephesians 5 are words of encouragement and exhortation to people who were once darkness, but now are called to live out that which Christ has made them to be. But it's the prepositional phrase, in Kyrio, that governs even this exhortation toward holy living, or in Paul's words, living as children of light. And it runs this way. In Kyrio, we are people set apart, we are people set against, and we are people set together. Being in Kyrio, we are, says the apostle, we are set apart. That's what he's getting at when he urges us to find out what pleases the Lord and to have absolutely nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Christ's Spirit breathed right into us in word and sacrament enlightens us to see and to strive for that which the world cannot know and cannot have apart from the light, namely goodness and righteousness and truth. You and I, we are people who confess by word and lifestyle that it is no longer I who live. It is Christ who lives in me. This is set apart living. En Kyrio, we are set apart from the world. And you know what? We are also set against it. That being set againstness means, says Paul, that living in Christ exposes the lifestyle of darkness for just what it is. It is empty and futile and hopeless and eternally damning. Not only the words we speak, but the very lives that you and I live as light in the Lord serve as a mighty powerful testimony to the utter emptiness and shamefulness of life apart from and against Jesus. In Kyrio, we are people set apart and set against the darkness of this world. We are also, though, people set together. Now, I know this is not what the text says here, but it is what the text does. It is, you see, what Paul is doing as a brother in Christ for brothers and sisters in Ephesus and in Maryville, of all places. Paul is encouraging, exhorting them, calling them thereby to encourage and to exhort one another. In fact, he ends this section borrowing from the Old Testament what had become a Christian hymn of the day. Wake up, sleeper, get up from the dead. Christ will shine on you. Wake up, we say. Get up. Open your eyes. That's what we do for and with one another as we've been set together, not to be lone rangers, but of all things to be members one of another and of the body of Christ. Wake up, we say to each other. Hey, you see the light? You see the light? It's what our Lord calls us to do in the world and to do right here among each other as sisters and brothers here at Praise. For those new members being welcomed, you can be assured of this. There's an encouraging, a cheering section for you. It's all of your brothers and sisters here. You see the light? That intensely focused little beam of light known as a laser completely reshaped my cornea. And it gave me sharp, clear 20/20 vision. And that for somebody who had worn glasses or contacts since very early elementary school. Something similar has happened to all of us. Not just with our eyes, but with our entire lives. Once we were darkness. Now, though, it is an entirely different story, and all of that because of that blessed prepositional phrase. In the name of Jesus, amen.